This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Change. That's our mission here. Charlie Kirk for the full hour. Your calls, your questions, your comments, welcome on What's on Your Mind, brought to you by Pipers today. I don't, a partnership like we have with Pipers is the kind of thing where they say, you got to be in Mohall, we'll make sure you're in Mohall, right? We'll go get to Mohall. Charlie Kirk wants to get on a plane and go to Mohall? Okay, It's amazing. So we thank our friends at Pipers. They have got some incredible things coming up. That Dahl family auction, if you're not there, you're going to miss out like you can't believe. Like it is the average auction in North Dakota, right? Think about that for a moment.
Charlie was trying to take my picture, by the way.
And then
I wasn't ready.
And then quadruple it, okay? Then quadruple it, the average size auction, okay? And that's what's going to happen at this thing. Cooperstown, this is happening, folks, today and tomorrow. Cooperstown, two-day auction for the Dahl family. Trailers, tractors, industrial tools, heavy-duty shop equipment, and hundreds of lots of metal and scrap wire. Go to Pifers.com, P-I-F-E-R-S.com, and you'll see what I'm talking about, but I'd just be in Cooperstown for you. We're in Mohall today. We've taken our studio and transported it to Mohall, North Dakota. And I can't even believe we got Charlie to come from Fargo to Mohall on his way home, but thank you for that, Charlie. How are you?
I'm doing great. Loving where we are.
Nice to see you. Thanks for last night. It was a lot of fun.
It was a phenomenal event, and honored to be here for the full hour, and then we're going to be doing our show live here, and looking forward to it.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to that as well. So, have you ever been to Mohall, North Dakota before? You've been to a lot of places in North Dakota. People might not know this, but Charlie was the commencement speaker for the Johnson Corner School. How many graduates were there for your commencement address?
One graduate.
No way.
One graduate.
That's awesome.
It was the coolest of commencement address. So I didn't have to say, to the graduating class. I said, to the graduate.
For you, man. This is for you, buddy.
This is all for you, and he's doing very well, I heard.
Unbelievable. Of course he is. He had a great commencement speaker.
It was more of a kind of like one-on-one pep talk than
so awesome.
Actually giving a commencement address.
The fact that you did that, just so you know, Charlie's not the kind of guy who ever wants to talk about himself, ever. Ever. Doesn't want to talk about himself. Very, very humble, and I appreciate that about you, especially 27, because that's unusual for that age group. Sorry, folks, but it just is. It's the selfie generation, right? And you're not about self. But for you to come to the Johnson Corner School, and a couple years ago? I hadn't been that long. I mean,
two, 3 years ago.
Yeah. It was absolutely phenomenal. It was absolutely phenomenal. It really was. So, and, of course, you've been to Bismarck, Belle Mayhouse. You were in Fargo last night. You're coming back to Fargo in September. What do you think of this place we call North Dakota? We call home.
I love North Dakota. It has the best people in the country. I'm hearing myself back.
Yeah, me too.
And it's just terrific. I got to tell you that North Dakota is one of the greatest states in the country for a good reason, because of the people. Now, mind you, I haven't visited yet in February, so we'll have to see what it's like.
See, you know, we like to say 20 below keeps out the riffraff. That's all we
good.
Say.
No,
yeah.
That's
so your... like you know, if you're talking about California or Arizona, being Charlie calls Arizona home, it's warmer. I get it, but you're a Chicago kid. You can take cold.
Oh, I could take cold. But now that I've realized you don't have to wake up at 7 a.m. and go into negative 20 degree weather, I don't want to go back into that willingly. I mean, Chicago's not that. It is a little bit more mild than Fargo winters, but you get your fair share in Chicago for sure. I will say that's kind of your import tariff here, though, is your weather. You don't have to put any sort of import tariff
Thank you.
That's the tax on the incoming people that want to come and try and revolutionize North Dakota.
But it's a good governor for keeping that flow, because really, if California and New York found out about this, if Chicago found out about this, we don't have a mayor. What's her name?
Lightfoot?
No. Yeah. I always mess up her name.
Lori Lightfoot. Yeah, she's a very forgettable person.
And then sort of like Kamala Harris. Todd always helps me with this. Todd Mitchell. Meet Charlie Kirk. Sorry you're in Bismarck and Wormhole Hall today, Todd, but this is Todd the radio god in your ear.
I love it.
Yeah.
And by the way, Charlie, my friends from Phoenix constantly will call me and say, why do you live there? I say, to prove I can.
That's exactly right.
And, it's a survival mission.
Creates character.
Yes, exactly.
Exactly.
Toughens us up.
So, Todd, remind me what I mess up Kamala Harris's name all
Kamala,
the time.
Kamala. Like the,
We just do Kamala.
It's not an apostrophe. It's a Kamala.
Because I get it messed up. It's either Kamala or Kamala. And I get emails either way. So I said, you know what? Cammy.
I like it.
That's nicer than Connie.
Cammy.
That's right.
It's a little more friendly.
Or Jen Psaki.
Was that her name? I'm not trying to be funny about this. Because
nobody's goofed that name up. Ever.
I just try to get it right.
Yeah, and by the way, Scott, they never make fun of us. So how dare us?
Well, good point. Yeah. Do we have to be a little more... what's the word?
Scott Hennin and Charlie Kirk are names you can easily get. You know, quit using goofy names. Come up with a fake name and use a fake name. Then.
How dare you get bored into a name that people can't use? Yeah. Jen Psaki.
Exactly. Yeah.
So, but
is it just like you drink sake?
Depends what hemisphere you're in.
Before we leave today, I want you to explain how people can subscribe to your podcast.
Okay.
So Todd is kind of the podcast guru of the Upper Midwest with iHeartMedia,
mm-hmm.
Okay? And your podcast is like on every platform, right?
Yes, we're on iHeart now as well, which is awesome. People have the iHeart app. We just got added to that, though they're a competitor, but whatever. We're on every podcast platform. We prefer Spotify or Apple, but whatever it is, you can type in Charlie Kirk Show. We're consistently top 10, top 15 in all news podcasts. Top 5 of all conservative podcasts. Super blessed by that.
And think of that. The millions of people that means.
Yeah, so our numbers are just keep going up. It's despite the kind of the election cycle not being at the forefront, we're doing very well.
Was this all part of your plan, Charlie? I mean, back a decade ago or whatever,
there was no plan. No, there was.
It just started doing stuff and
no plan.
Just snowballed.
Well, this is one of the things that bothers me about this idea of kids going to school to study entrepreneurship.
Right.
I said, there's no studying entrepreneurship. You do entrepreneurship. And this idea that you have a business plan and you're actually going to act on all of it, I have not met any entrepreneur that did not deviate, adjust, or pivot at some point of their business career.
Exactly.
Because a better idea came across, or a business partner came into their life, or an opportunity presented itself. What we really should be teaching kids is how to develop strong character, critical thinking skills, what is wisdom, and then a kind of a urge to want to do. No, there was no plan. I mean, I would love to be able to say, when I was in high school, I had this very detailed roadmap. And by the time I was going to be at 20, I was going to be here. And I didn't know what a 501c3 was or a 501c4 was. In my high school, they did not teach you how to write a check, let alone what a debit or a credit is.
I can tell you a funny story about somebody in Rush Limbaugh's world who will remain nameless, but literally probably the most important person to Rush Limbaugh's decades on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, a very dear friend of Rush, very close. And I called this person and I said, we have a decision to make. We've heard from our listeners about the decision. The decision is who will be in the spot previously occupied by Rush Limbaugh. What would you do if you had these broadcast outlets that we have? What would you do? And he said, I'm going to tell you, but you have to promise to not attach this to my name. I said, okay, I can make that promise. He said, I would put Charlie Kirk on the radio. And he said, actually, we wanted to. Contracts, whatever. Obviously, Salem Radio Network had you locked up at that point. And, the corporate radio world is so weird. It's so weird. I can say that because it just is, right? And it's very, very much like banking world and all the other woke stuff out there. It just is. They don't really care about the product. Now, they're smart enough to hire people like Todd Mitchell, thankfully, in the case of iHeartMedia, and two of our four affiliates are iHeartMedia stations. Very important to our world. So I'll give them credit in places like North Dakota. They let smart people like Charlie Thomas and Todd Mitchell run the show.
Well, they kind of inherited me, so... That's Meyer true. Broadcasting hired me in 97. So
how about that?
They haven't kicked me out the door yet, but they haven't hired me either.
But this guy says, Charlie Kirk. And I said, why?
Wow.
And he said, the most important thing of anybody on the radio is to command 15 minutes no matter what. People are going to lean into the radio and listen to them. He said, Rush Limbaugh had that. Nobody else has it. You have no other options other than Charlie Kirk to command that level of attention. So when I told Charlie the name of this person, he said, who's that? Right? He said, like, who are you talking about? I don't know. You could be, might as well be Barney Frank or, you know, Barney
Fife. Definitely not Barney Frank.
No, it wasn't Barney Frank or Barney Fife, but it was somebody in the radio world who's very...
That guy, what's his name over there with the thing?
So yeah. Do you feel that? Do you feel that as a, like, okay, I'm in a...
It's humbling. It puts a lot of pressure on you. It makes you want to work harder.
Because you knew Rush.
Right answer.
I knew Rush, and I know we're up against a break, so we can explore that more.
We should.
But I'm humbled by that, Scott, and thank you for betting on us.
Stacy and Bismarck is first. Kylie and Moorhead is second. And we're going to get to your calls as well very shortly into the next segment after we talk about Rush Limbaugh for a minute with Charlie Kirk of Turning Point USA. Charlie Kirk podcast, subscribe to it today. July's here, a great month of savings at PetroServe USA. Roma Pizza, 5 for $10. The big 5-ounce bags of giant seeds are $1.39. Wiley Wallaby Licorice, 2 for $5. Great stuff. Ice Mountain Water, a 1 liter, only 69 cents. And Firewood Bundles are $4.99. Plus, great daily specials like fresh baked muffins for 99 cents. 2 fresh baked cookies. Buy them, get one free. Buy any size fountain pop for 79 cents and much more at a PetroServe USA near you.
This is Todd. He's a North Dakota farmer and customer of High Plains Apache.
Advanced in boom height control and PWM nozzle control systems. Everything just gets better every year, and that seems to be what drives guys to trade. You know, we run a couple different GPS systems. Raven stuff is factory installed. We actually do a plug-and-play with John Deere controls now, too. It's come in handy, and there's a lot of red sprayers on all green farms.
You can find High Plains Apache online at highplainsapache.com.
Nearly 4,000 people work at the lignite mines and power plants in North Dakota. They are your neighbors, your relatives, your friends, and they produce the affordable and reliable electricity that keeps the lights on 24/7.
The coal industry, that's what got me here.
My job at the coal mine was a blessing. Almost everyone who lives in town is either in the coal industry or they're related to someone in the coal industry. Really, this community's heart and soul is in the coal industry.
It's the work that keeps you coming back, you know. There's not too many people in the world that get to do what we do. I'm Lee.
I'm Kate. I'm a heavy equipment operator.
I work at B&I Coal in Center, North Dakota.
And I am Lignite.
Meet these workers and others by going to www.iamlignite.com.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
So I am a little sleep deprived because of a long day yesterday, this incredible event. And I had my alarm set for 7:45, and I wake up like bright-eyed, bushy-tailed 7:30, okay, 15 minutes before my alarm. And I go to get ready, and the phone rings. I'm like, there's no way I'm answering this phone call. I don't care who it's from. I got to get ready. I'm already in a short timeline.
It was me. Thanks a lot.
It's Mike Lindell. Okay? It's Mike Lindell. And Mike heard Charlie was in town. So he said, how'd it go? I says, great. Should have been here. He said, I got a challenge for you two. I said, okay, what's the challenge? I wrote down the price. I got to find it. So this is Mike Lindell for you, okay? He's calling me to tell me how much he's going to charge people for towels. And he said, we are on Steve Bannon's show. He crushed it. Steve Bannon just crushed it. He's like, da-da-da-da. I said, tell me what the deal is. He said, $39.95, lowest price ever for what normally would be $109.95 for the towel pack. You know, all the six-pack and the whole thing, right? $39.95 for what normally would be $109.95. He said, just for you and Charlie. That's it. Nobody else. We did Bannon before. He said, Charlie can do it with his promo code, which is Scott. S-C-O-T-T.
Kirk.
S-C-O-T-T.
It's a battle of promo codes here.
Yeah.
Look at this.
$39.95 today. MyPillow.com. Or write this telephone number down. 800-506-9028. 800-506-9028. Do me a favor, because Charlie's show is nationally starting at 11.
Mm-hmm.
We have until 11 to crush it. Because with promo code Scott, S-C-O-T-T.
I won't fight you.
And then the contest can begin with the Charlie Kirk listeners
there
at 11.
Go.
Does that sound good?
Okay.
Okay. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. Seriously, though, advertisers like that make us go, Charlie, don't they?
Oh, that they make everything happen.
And you, every advertiser you talk about in your podcast or on the show, they are
harassed.
How?
Professionally by left-wing activist groups. And they're literally, their job is to try to get advertisers to pull from the Charlie Kirk show. It's their full-time job. They've been very successful with Tucker, and they've spent a lot more energy on Tucker than on our show.
Really?
Not fooling ourselves. Oh, yeah. I mean, they do this to Mike, too. And there's a group called Sleeping Giants where they do this professionally. That's their full-time job, where they just do corporate advertising boycotts.
I knew they were out there. I had no idea.
And half the time, it's fake bots. An organization like, say, Bed Bath & Beyond, I know, say their traffic every day is 10 million, and all of a sudden in a day it goes to 100 million because they figured out how to put them in the box, and they just go, all our customers want this to go away. So they're professional.
That's right. Yeah. Yes.
So that's why every advertiser you hear Charlie Kirk talk about or Scott Hinton talk about or hear in this show, you need to support us or those mobs win. And it's happening to Charlie at a DEFCON 5 level compared to what happens here.
It's happening even more to Tucker than us and Ingram and all the others. So, but yeah, there's a strategy instead of trying to win the debate. Again, we're not in the midst of a debate right now. We're in the midst of kind of a loose ball. Some people call it a culture war. That's probably a good description for it, where they want us gone. They want us to be unable to speak our mind financially and commercially, and they're willing to do whatever it takes. They're willing to use government regulation, corporate power, ridicule, humiliation, and mockery to try to silence us.
Statement after statement after statement after no debate, just
That's
statements.
Right. Yeah, they do not want a discussion. No. Those days are over.
Let's do 1 minute on Rush Limbaugh, because everything you just talked about happened to Rush. He built Snapple as a brand, and then the woke corporate people have said, oh, we can't do Rush. So he said, I'll do my own tea.
Yes.
Right? I mean, all this happened to Rush.
Yeah, and Rush actually beat cancel culture in the early 90s. He was the first person ever to go on, I think it was 60 Minutes, and actually come out looking pretty awesome. And all of his kind of friends were like, don't go on 60 Minutes. You're not going to end up surviving. And it just raised his platform. And Rush had this ability to be able to capture his audience, and he had loyalty throughout his audience because he built the medium. And the biggest one that I lived through was the Sandra Fluck incident. That was cancel culture before cancel culture.
You sure that's how you say it? I've always messed that one up, too.
Fluke, whatever.
Okay, yeah. Got to be careful with that one.
Rush, I'm not as careful with that one. Rush had another description for her that we're not going to use.
Right. Got him in a little trouble. Yeah.
But that's okay. And that's really where they implemented this idea of advertiser boycotts that in the modern era, right? And Rush came out stronger because of it. He even lost affiliates because of it.
Should we as conservatives boycott things?
Of course we should. I mean, this is not even a question. Some people say, well, I don't want to, stoop down to their level. Then you don't think we're in a culture war. I mean, you have to act with disproportionate response. Either you embrace the ideas of game theory, which is that you retaliate with twice as much force when they attack you. And so what we, okay,
No, I want to talk about this, and I'd actually like to talk about Amazon before we're done. I got to go to the calls here, so I'm going to get to these calls. But just 30 seconds on how Rush Limbaugh, James Golden Snerdly, everybody knows Snerdly, right? If I was here with Snerdly right now and I said, who would Rush pick to replace him? He'd say Charlie Kirk. That's what he'd say. James Golden Snerdly would say that. And you are a Rush baby. You grew up in Chicago listening to Rush.
On WLS.
Okay. So he informed a lot of what makes Charlie Kirk.
Yes.
How well did you get to know him?
Rather well. And I know we got to get the calls. But I got to know him through a mutual friend. I thought I'd just get a picture with him and that was it. But it ended up being this friendship. And eventually I'm going to get permission from the family to release all the emails between me and Rush because I think they're really kind of fun and cool. But I don't want to violate that privacy. But we'd go back and forth and I'd listen to him every single day. Every day, especially in 16, 17, 18, when I think he was at his absolute best in his career. I think he was the best on the Mueller investigation. He was the best on the James Comey stuff. He was the best on the Sidney Powell stuff. I want everyone to remember, super quick, Rush was so early at calling out this Russian collusion fraud. So many Republicans were afraid to say it out loud. Rush was early, and he was clear, and he was courageous about it. And I think Rush, more than almost anyone else, held the line to make sure that we did not get rid of Trump preemptively.
800-506-9028. We're going to do a radio graffiti version with Charlie, meaning give me your best minute, whether that's a question for him or a comment, but your best minute, okay? Stacy and Bismarck, you're first. Stacy, welcome to What's on Your Mind.
Well, we have down here on Arbor Avenue a bully pit that is missing or was taken from our yard. The yard is intact, and yeah, he's gone, and he's a year and a half. His name is Sherman. He's got silver, smooth coat and gray-green eyes. And he may even run up to you because he saw him yesterday, but he's very skittish. And he'll maybe turn away. So don't chase him because then he goes in trap.
Todd, can you help this woman find her dog with K-Fire 550, the power of 550 K-Fire? Can you help her, Todd?
We do it all the time, sure.
All right, Stacy, hang on a moment. We're going to get your number. And until the dog is found, this will be part of the news broadcast of K-Fire 550, okay? That's what we do for our neighbors here, so don't go away. Daniel, take her number. Get it to Todd. Kylie and Moorhead, 1 minute, go.
Hi. I was at the event last night at the Avalon with Charlie, and it was incredible, and I left encouraged and ready to fight. And so my question is, I am a mom of three who just recently went back to school at NDSU to, I was an arts major, vocal music, everything. And in this day and age, I realized that that is not as important as teaching history and social studies to our young ones to raise them up and train them up in the way they should go. So my question is, what are the most important things going from education in the universities into the workplace?
Great question. Great question, Connie. Yeah. Don't go away. Stay right there. Charlie will give you the answer after you hear some very important people in our world, our advertisers. Obscene profit timeout, as Rush would say.
Coming back. Why are liquor taxes so high in Minnesota? The problems facing Minnesota small businesses include higher welfare, and installed solar panels are chronically underperforming and degrading faster than expected. Find out more about this and much more at AmericanExperiment.org. July 14th, Charlie Kirk will be in Fargo at the Avalon. Stay tuned for details on how you can be part of a new grassroots organization. Go to AmericanExperiment.org and sign up for the Thinking Minnesota magazine. AmericanExperiment.org.
America at war. Rioters in Portland being released without charges. Citizens' First Amendment rights are being denied. For heaven's sake, a sitting president was silenced. Industry with a stroke of a pen is destroyed where lives are forever changed. Their ability to provide for their family's welfare taken in an instant. Let us first kneel in our closets and ask God to disclose our own need for change. Then let us stand. Let's stand and fight. Install a flagpole. I'm Jim. I'm ndflagpoleguy.com and thank you.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Important changes to the child tax credit will help many families get advance payments of the credit starting Thursday. The IRS will pay half the total credit amount in advance with monthly payments. You will claim the other half when you file your 2021 income tax return. To qualify, you must have a 2019 or 2020 tax return and claim the child tax credit on the return. See IRS.gov for complete rules. After 16 years in office, German Chancellor Angela Merkel will visit President Biden at the White House Thursday for discussions on economic and foreign policy issues. Instead of what is being characterized as a working trip, will be an opportunity to reaffirm close bilateral ties to our countries. Merkel prepares to step down following Germany's September elections. Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel, for the first time, is offering some self-criticism while saying that government shortcomings in handling shortages and other problems played a role in this week's protests. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Turning Point USA. I see what you did there.
See what I did there?
Yeah.
I knew you'd figure it out.
Yeah, these guys are unbelievable. Folks, did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? This is not an oil patch thing. This is not. I mean, North Dakota is the second largest oil producing state in the country. Okay? McKenzie County, just one county in North Dakota, would be the fifth largest producing state if it were a state. Okay? So we are number two to Texas statewide. We have a county that is the single largest producing county for oil and gas in the entire country. Wrap your mind around that. But that's if you're in Watford City. That's if you're in the middle of the Bakken. What you need to know is how this touches every corner of North Dakota. Schools, roads, bridges, careers. You know what the average energy salary is? In oil and gas?
Well,
something like 80 grand.
I thought it was going to say 78. I think I saw you.
Unbelievable. Find out more about all this at ndpetroleum.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas advancing the possibilities. Today, Mulhall, North Dakota, the 22nd event in the last 12 years. And, Charlie, you being in Mulhall means more than you'll ever know to the city of Mobile. Have you ever been to the Renville County Fairgrounds before?
I'm still discovering how much this means.
It's incredible. Thank you for a pit stop on your way back home.
You better believe it.
We're going west anyway, so it worked. But
something like that.
Yeah, thank you. Anyway, come find us. Renville County Fairgrounds, 4 until 7. All the food you can eat. Trust me on this one thing. Brisket, sliders, banana pudding. I kind of like the. Mm-hmm. Have they brought you a sample yet? It's really, really good. The Bakken Rocks Cook Fest, 2 hours of the greatest amount of information in the Community Center of Mulhall today from 2 p.m. until 4 p.m. Okay? Just Google ND Cookfest. Bakken Rocks Cookfest, and you'll find all the details. We're in Arnagard on Tuesday. It was great. Last one today, and then we'll do it again next year. Don't miss Mulhall today. 2 to 4, the info session. 4 to 7 for the Bakken Rocks Cookfest, and it will not cost you a penny. Okay, Kylie, great question for Charlie. And by the way, you're my new hero. Did you say you are a mom of three that just went back to college?
Yes, I did.
How old are you?
I'm 31.
That's phenomenal.
Good for you.
How old are your kids?
They are 5, 4, and 2.
Are you a glutton for some sort of freak show punishment?
This is incredible. This is an incredible story. So, Charlie, she asked you a question about the skill sets.
Yes.
That this younger generation needs. And I'd say she's older for the older edge of the people you're talking to, the chapters of Turning Point USA. What advice do you have to them?
Well, so and there's a lot of different ways I could take this. I'll just say this more broadly as you have, you know, three young kids. So if you're going to go to college, I always say get a skill and get out as quickly as possible. But the real the real focus needs to be what happens before they go to college. So high school is completely messed up in our country, where we need to actually re-embrace the liberal arts. Now, we don't even talk about what the liberal arts means. Liberal arts means the study of things that are eternal, right? The study of things that do not change. The focusing on the things that will not move from one to the other from 2020 to, you know, 2050. And that's what education used to be. And now you go to an educational, into a discipline of education, they're constantly changing their textbooks. So that should ask you the question, why are they always changing their curriculum? And this is why the Constitution is such a beautiful document in roughly around 4,000 words, as you mentioned last night, Scott, is that it doesn't change. The truths are equally applicable to 1787 or 1791 when they ratified the Bill of Rights at George Mason's insistence as it is today, because they studied human beings. They studied praxeology, which is the study of action. And that's really what we need to do with our 10, 11, and 13-year-olds. 10, 11, 12, 13-year-olds, especially. This is what we would used to call classical education. There are some good classical schools around here. I'm told they're trying to get another one kind of started in South Fargo. Very supportive of that. But more broadly, I think we've really missed the mark as conservatives as we understand what is education. So education comes from a Latin word, which means to lead forth. It literally means to lead forth out of the cave, Socrates' cave, right? Are we doing a good job of that? We're not. We're instead training activists. We're inspiring them to try to become mini Che Guevara revolutionaries. And so don't want to monopolize too much time on this, but I'll just say when you try to communicate or educate young people, you need to make sure that they are learning things that are eternal and that do not change. And then from there, you can fill in the rest.
John, and by the way, Kylie, thank you. Great question. John in Grand Forks is next. Quick comment and then a question, please. You got a minute. Go. John, are you there?
On mute.
You talk to John while I go to Grant and Fargo. Grant and Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Quick comment and a question. You got a minute. Go.
Hey, Charlie, saw you in Bismarck, and it was great. And just want to say I like, when I listen to your podcast, how you explain it to the folk. Just like Rush did, you're in your dialogue, and you can, it's just so smooth. And don't keep up the good work.
Thank
so my
you
question
for saying
is, who, what are we gonna, what state's gonna come next after Georgia and the more revealing information that we see? Because I just listened to that podcast this morning. It was very, very informative. What's gonna happen next? What state's gonna fall next? And then what's the, you know, the end goal is, did Trump win?
Well, thank you, Grant. And thank you for the kind words and for listening to our podcast. We put a lot of work into that, and so it really means a lot. Arizona should be next. And so we're hosting the president in Arizona a week from Saturday, the 24th. You're more than welcome to come, Scott. It'd be great to have the flag there. It'd be terrific.
This would be the 45th president.
Yeah, President Trump.
Okay.
Yeah, and so we're going to have him. We're not hosting the 45th. I don't think that...
I just wanted to be clear who's coming to Arizona.
You know what? It's really funny, as a side note, people say, you know, Charlie, do you still have connections to the White House? I say, outside of the janitor that I really got to know well and one of the security guards, I got nothing.
Yeah, so, I'm with you. Yeah.
And by the way, they cleaned out everyone from the White House. Trump never did. And that's just an interesting thing. If he ever gets back in the office, there is no one left. But when Trump came in, there was remnants from Obama up until like the last moments of his presidency. We could talk about that at a different time.
You know, the rapidly rising...
He won't be there. Trump will be there.
He wanted to make a clear and concise statement there for your response,
yeah.
Charlie.
So Arizona's next. And Arizona, you see House Democrats have just come out, and they are now doing subpoenas to look in. They're trying to audit the audit is what they're calling it, which is so unbelievable. We know that there was widespread fraud, and there was widespread shenanigans. And quite honestly, we don't know the depth or the extent of how this election was manipulated or interfered with. And so Georgia is continuing largely because of some brave state legislators and also some lawsuits that are proceeding. But until Republicans start to make this a priority issue, which is what's so interesting about the constitutional system that we have, is that the state legislators actually care way more than the kind of prima donna sociopaths that go on television that represent us in Washington, D.C., because they actually are responsive to the voters. They have to go to the grocery store, and they have to go to, you know, the local dry cleaner and see their voters and explain to them why they're doing what they're doing.
And the geniuses in a room in Philadelphia over one summer knew that.
Yes. Well, and this is why the 17th Amendment is one of the most disastrous progressive reforms ever done. People say, Charlie, what do you think is the most realistic reform that would actually help the country? I say, get rid of the direct election of senators. So if we got rid of the direct election of senators and went back to state legislators actually appointing senators,
we'd have a 10th Amendment again.
We would have 63 Republican senators.
And a 10th Amendment that actually means what it was intended
to
mean.
And so instead of you get these prima donnas that go on television and they always are running for president or they're trying to get on some committee, their boss would be Bismarck. Their boss would be the state capitals. Their boss would be, you know what? No, you're actually not. It'd be Pierre. It would be, you know, Des Moines. It would be Madison. You get what I'm saying?
Yep.
Instead of saying, I'm going to go on MSNBC and pander to the most radical person or lobbyist imaginable.
But more shoes will drop on election 2020,
I don't
right?
want to make, I'm really careful to not promise things I can't deliver that I don't think are going to happen. But the answer is yes. I mean, what just came out of Georgia yesterday should be the number one news story on the planet.
And how about Arizona?
Arizona's still developing. We're not at the place in Arizona where we are. Georgia was so reckless, it was so bad, that we now see that ballots were just thrown through machines illegally, that you had folded up ballots that weren't counted. Tucker Carlson went into great detail in this last evening. We have a whole podcast on this, and Tucker and I kind of hit it on the same day. You know, I heard that he was going to do this. He said that on his show. We said, you know what, let's try to create kind of this echo chamber effect, kind of what the liberals do to us. And I encourage everyone to check out our podcast. You can do Charlie Kirk Show. It's Georgia Bombshell. It's a 35-minute podcast. It's factual. There's no speculation. And you will hear, even from the liberals' own documentation, that there was at least 4,500 ballots run through the machines twice in Georgia.
Grant, great question. Thank you. Brooks in Castleton, North Dakota. Brooks, quick comment and a question for Charlie. Go.
Hey, great talk last night, Charlie. It was good to meet you.
Thank you.
Question for you. Is carbon capture anything other than a lure for red states to welcome the Green New Deal, stealing tax from the blue-collar class and giving it to the corporate class?
Well, that's exactly what it is. Scott could talk more detailed about the policy of it and how it affects North Dakota. But I could tell you, any one of these green schemes always have an agenda to try and crush things that they can't control. So the reason why the left has this environmentalist movement more than anything else is that our advantage geopolitically as being an oil net exporter and producer allows us to stay out of war. It allows us to be able to be self-sufficient. And so what I wish President Trump would have run on, and if he runs again, I think he will in 2024, if he runs again, he should have run on one message: make America self-sufficient. And that's a great message. It polls at 85% approval. And the virus exposed where we aren't self-sufficient in supply chains, personal protection equipment. But he could say, but we made inroads on energy. You see, my whole upbringing, I was told by neoconservatives, we got to go invade the Middle East because we have to be able to have a supply of oil. Well, thanks to North Dakota and thanks to technology, we no longer have to now go on these Middle East adventure wars to go actually be able to satisfy our pretty remarkable energy demand. And so the reason they're doing this, the environmentalist movement, is to try to cripple us geopolitically, try to make us subservient to Iran or some sort of Middle East power.
And carbon capture is a solution, but they don't want a solution. They don't want a solution. In North Dakota, we could talk more about this later.
I'm not as well versed on carbon capture. Yeah. I mean, I know. So you could fill me in on what.
But they don't want a solution. The vast majority of them don't want. You answer that, and they'll go to something else.
No, that's exactly right. And because it's all about keep it in the ground, unemploy them, and try to bring in this green energy agenda, which would cripple our advantage geopolitically, which would give China exactly what they want.
All right, Brooks, great question. Thank you for that. Last chance to get a question in for Charlie Kirk, 800-228-0550. Plus, we're going to talk about Amazon. Is it a good thing that they're building this ginormous facility in Fargo. We'll talk about that, too, coming up with Charlie Kirk.
Hello, this is Mark Wagner with ND Estate Services. The reason for this message is I want to continually remind the listeners that if you're trying to protect, preserve, and ultimately pass on your estate without any in-laws, outlaws, nursing homes, or other third-party entities trying to steal your assets, you need to call us. We have attorneys that are specialists in the industry that are all based on a flat fee. So you don't get bent over backwards with legal fees, and you get a lifetime service along with that. I'm at 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. We take a complicated process, and it's our job to make it simple for you and your family. Let us help you too. That's 701-318-0908. Thank you.
H.A. Thompson & Sons, helping people for over 100 years save money by doing it right the first time. Now they build unique maintenance programs that apply a financial and mechanical solution to lower your owning and operating costs. They didn't like the old model in the industry, which was providing services and billing hours for repairs instead of getting paid for making your equipment run more efficiently and reliably. H.A. Thompson & Sons can tell you more. Call them at 223-3393, 701-223-3393, or at hatandsons.com.
The place to be Saturday, July 10th is at the Red River Valley Fair as country star Chris Young with special guest Michael Ray bring the good times to the all-finished concrete grandstand at the Bud Light Stage. Bring your famous friends to the fair and get your tickets today at RedRiverValleyFair.com. See both Chris Young and Michael Ray for only $35. Buy online now and receive free gate admission. I was raised on girl, raised on. From Raised on Country to I Can Take It From There, you'll be singing all night long.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What's on your mind, powered by Schwann, BuickGMC.com. Your warranty is for a lifetime of protection at no extra cost, not only new Buicks and GMCs, but most of the late model used vehicles as well. 2021 GMC Acadia, $4,600 purchase allowance on most models, and 2021 Buick SUV models for current eligible Buick or GMC owners or lessees. 0% APR, 72 months. Get the info. Shop, click, drive at SchwannBuickGMC.com.
All right. And by the way, if you can't be in Mulhall today, where Charlie and I are at, for the Bakken Rocks Cookfest, the second best option is any PetroServe USA, because today, pulled pork or French dip sandwich in Valley City, the meatloaf dinner in Harwood, pulled pork sandwiches on West Main Avenue, West Fargo, I-29 12th Avenue exit, Alfredo ravioli. Are you kidding me?
Hello.
And they crushed the pasta. The lasagna, all of it, so good. Salisbury Steak on MP Avenue. And two choices in Glendon. You know where that's at, Kevin?
I do.
Yeah, okay.
I do.
Highway 10. Lasagna or chicken cordon bleu? Are you kidding me?
I told my girl I missed the steak fritters the other day. She said, oh, they were good.
These are at convenience stores. And we're powered by MyPillow here. I sleep on MyPillow. I have the robes. Ask my wife. Is Maria still here? She will tell you she get asked every... She's in home care. And she goes to places and they say, is your husband lying? Is that really the best gift he ever gave you? And she says, well, you've got to realize the bar is kind of low. You're going to find this out, Charlie. The gift giving is so, like, I mean, you...
Here's the good news. I get all this free stuff from all of our advertisers, so we're good on gifts.
Are you?
Oh,
but she knows when they're free from an advertiser, so that doesn't really count. She wants thoughtful.
That's true.
Yeah.
Let her pick.
So she actually does believe the robe is the best ever and loves the towels. Those are the two favorite products, and now the slippers. Here's the deal. We only have 9 minutes left. Well, Charlie, you're on the air nationally, all across the USA.
Yes.
6 minutes after 11 Central Time.
And I got to figure out what I'm going to say. I do have a good open today, though.
Do you?
Yeah.
So we need to lean in for those 15 minutes. If we hear nothing else of the radio show.
It's very important. It's actually not political.
Okay.
And it is political, but even if a Democrat listened to my first segment, they'll be able to agree.
So everybody in the sound of our voice should say... If you listen to any other, find a Democrat, have them listen.
That's right.
Okay.
It's going to be an argument that will be impossible to disagree with.
And besides the radio show on the podcast?
Yes.
Today?
Yeah, that'll be rebroadcast on the podcast as well.
Perfect. Perfect.
So you guys can check out Charlie Kirk Show podcast on any of your phones and type and hit subscribe.
Charlie, quick question for you.
Fine Art Media and everything else.
Do you have hope?
We got to go to the calls. But
I just have one quick question. Do you have hope?
Yes.
When all the campuses you've been on, you maintain hope?
We have to have hope. I mean, I would be... kind of sick and twisted if I didn't have hope and I'd be doing this, right?
Okay,
and
good.
So,
I
think things can boldly and dramatically change. And we have evidence of that. And this is what's so amazing about liberty is that things can change quickly.
Okay.
Amen.
One minute only max. It'll get us two more callers before we're done today. Plus, we have to talk about Amazon.
Okay.
And you need to know that you have literally less than 10 minutes to get towels for $39.95 at MyPillow.com with the promo code Scott.
Okay.
Because we're in a competition. Charlie's going to use a special promo code today, Scott, S-C-O-T-T. Remember that. When he says Kirk, go, I heard Scott.
You are fake news.
MyPillow.com, lowest price ever on the towels, $39.95. Charlie and I together need to beat Steve Bannon. That's not a hard job. Trust me on this one thing. Promo code, because you have like, what, quadruple his amount of subscribers? That's crazy.
Steve's great.
And he is. And we like him, but we're also competitive. So... $39.95 for the towels. Promo code Scott, S-C-O-T-T, or call 800-506-9028. Your number one job after you finish subscribing to the Charlie Kirk podcast. John and Grand Forks, go. John in Grand Forks, last chance, go. Daniel? Okay. Jerry Bismarck, you got 1 minute, go. Jerry and Bismarck, quick comment and a question, go.
Scott. Jerry calling. I'm the gentleman who lives in Delaware part of the year. I've talked to you a few times before, and I hope I'm your friend.
You're my friend. Trust me on this one thing. Give me your question for Charlie, would you, Jerry?
Okay, it's not answer your question, but just to preface it, I remember hearing about an editorial that somebody wrote about positive mental attitude and how Donald Trump was operating in that theory. And I've got to tell these young folks, there is no theory. You control your thinking and control your actions, and you would be much more successful in life. And my quick comment on entrepreneurship, go to the Bible. Ask and ye shall receive. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. Take action and you will achieve what you're looking for.
What do you think of that advice, Charlie?
I love it. But controlling your thoughts is harder than you might think, especially when you start to take more terrain for virtuous causes. I did a whole speech at a church this last weekend about what it means to have a sound mind and how little you can actually do and how you need to have Christ take the place to fight that spiritual battle for you. There's a lot of mechanical, theological stuff behind that I don't think we have time to get into. But I completely agree that if you understand the real fight in the world, is one, it's are things that you can't see. That's what education needs to teach our kids.
Please do a podcast on that very conversation soon, because I think that's really, really important.
Remember, the most important things in the world are things you cannot see.
Very, very important. We only have less than a minute left. Amazon. Should we be glad they're in North Dakota?
Of course not. No, I mean, look, the Amazon, how much time do we have, like a minute?
Less than.
It's a multi-trillion dollar enterprise that couldn't care less about North Dakotans. They're on a colonialist corporate experiment to go into red states to try to offer some jobs, but then long-term culturally transform those regions and those state governments. The next time a pro-life bill comes up in the legislature, they're going to get a call from an Amazon lobbyist, and it will probably be dead on arrival because you welcome in this multi-trillion dollar company, and it will be used against you.
More on that in future shows as well. Charlie Kirk Nashley in about 6 minutes. Promo code ScottMyPillow.com. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming July 2021 auctions include 40 acres in McKenzie County, North Dakota, 160 acres of exceptional crop and hunting land in Sheridan County near McCluskey, 65 acres of potential development land in the northern edge of Bismarck, and don't forget in Cooperstown, July 15th and 16th, a two-day auction for the Dahl family, trailers, tractors, industrial tools, heavy-duty shop equipment, and hundreds of lots of metal and scrap iron. Go to Pfeiffer's.com.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.